Desperate, she scans the empty street. The artificial light from the service station reaches around a large vehicle parked near the Bowsers. But there's no way she can get there before he reaches her. She knows how strong he is, and she doesn't know how far he'll go, what he is capable of. She doesn't even think to scream. Her only thought is to run. His footsteps are loud behind her as she propels herself forward, struggling to breathe while dread threatens to choke her. The sporadic cries of her name are lost in the dance of the wind. First day missing. Sunday, 10 April, 7:42 a.m. Dot Clark eases herself out of bed, grunting with the effort. Daniel is already up. Dot squeezes her eyes shut and says a brief prayer, the fear she felt last night as raw as the bruises on her shoulder. Hopefully, he's on the back porch sleeping off his hangover. He sits out there in the early hours sometimes when it's particularly hot, legs spread and belly bulging like a scantily clad Father Christmas. The bugs never bother him, not even the mosquitoes. Dot wonders if his temper makes his blood taste nasty.